Welcome back to the podcast. Today we have my client, friend, confidant, helped me literally try to buy a house last year, like friend again. I said the friend.
Yeah,
we're all best the above. Friends. Welcome to the show, Katie Catania.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
So you were like one of the first people that messaged me, like, I got to be on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Was I?
Yeah.
Good.
Because I had posted the Taya one, and you're like, this is so cool.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, you've got to be on.
Yeah.
So now we're here.
It's amazing. You're killing it.
I'm trying to.
I love it. I love watching this podcast.
Speaking of killing it, though, you're killing it. So funny thing is we do a lot of content. Like in here, we do a lot of content that's like business. We like batch content. We help you talk about business, what you do. But you've been doing a lot of like TikTok, trendy stuff. But it's like blowing up. It's like blowing the f*** up.
Yeah.
How's that been going?
It's been fun. Honestly, I film content one day a week with my awesome social media girl, Macy, who's here. I'm obsessed with her. No, you can't have her. But yeah, it's a lot of fun to film. It's kind of like my break day from real estate almost. And I feel like we're just laughing the whole time because a lot of them are funny and jokes.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of serious content, although I film with you usually for the more serious stuff.
It's more like business oriented,
yeah.
Which I really like, but I like your balance of content. It's freaking wild. How many videos are you guys shooting on your content day? You said once a week, right?
Yeah, at least 8 each time, sometimes more or less. But yeah.
And where do you guys get your ideas?
We find inspo just on TikTok, like trending sounds and stuff. We just save ideas we like, or a lot of times I'll think of an idea, like a real estate talking to the camera sort of topic. I save those in my notes, and then we usually just film them.
So you, like, as you're just living your day, you see a video, you're like, you save it, and you're like,
yeah.
I'm coming back. Do you have, like, a folder in there that's like, we must do this?
Yeah, or we don't. We probably should have a folder that would keep us more organized, but usually I'll just, like, text it to Macy or send it via TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah.
She probably is organized.
Well, that's the point of having
yeah.
some help. Like, yeah. I send Luke an ungodly amount of,
yeah.
Like, we must try this.
Yeah. No, it's so fun. I love it. And I'm getting clients from it, which is
so
amazing.
I mean, getting clients from social media, who would have thought?
Yeah.
No, but really, though, like, obviously, this is f***ing tight. So, yeah. Couple questions, because it's been, like, the last 6 to 8 months that you've really f***ing started, like, doing it, right? 6 to 8 months, or is that time frame off?
Is that, has it been six? Yeah, like, yeah. 8 months? 6 months? Yeah.
I feel like it's almost been a year.
Yeah, almost
wow.
a year. So, and I'm not, and I'm like, when I say going off, I mean, you're getting hundreds of thousands of views.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is it changed? Like, how is getting all that attention changed your business? And it's funny because it's not necessarily, like, business-oriented content, not all of it. But it's more, like, fun, like, playful content that shows your personality. Like, how is it changing your business?
I mean, the clients that I get from my content, they're all people who, like, aren't commenting or liking. They're kind of just in the background,
yeah.
Which is so interesting that it's, like, you would never guess that, you know, that people, random people that I haven't talked to in 10 years or literally random people that I have no, like, mutual friends with will reach out and call me and be like, oh, like, would you work with me?
Yeah.
I'm like, of
Why
course.
Not? Why not?
But yeah, I mean, I've closed at least 3 deals that I can think of right now from Instagram. Yeah, which is awesome.
And in what time frame was those 3 deals?
I closed one like a month ago. The second one was like a year ago, maybe. And then the other one was like 6 months ago.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
The funny thing that, like, there's a lot to take away from that. But I think the funniest thing is, like, people are watching. So people may not be liking or commenting, but they're always watching.
Yeah.
Like, always watching.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this off camera. Is like, the funniest thing is that people probably, I think that people don't like you at first.
Mm-hmm.
Not you or me, but, like, when you're doing content, the initial thought first is, like, who do they think they are?
Yeah.
No comment, no like, but they're watching.
Yeah.
And then eventually over time, you win people over. But it's just funny the way the game works.
Mm-hmm. It's wild. It's so crazy. And that's just like a lot of times you don't realize the results you're getting on social media because like I had no idea those 3 people, past clients now, were watching me. And it would have been easy to just give up because, you know, it's like, oh, I'm not getting anything right. from this. But then once you do get a client from social media, it's like, whoa, it is working.
Yeah. One of the things I think you do well is I feel like you really lean into the skit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one thing I've not been able to do in my, like, that we've been able to. Like, I haven't done a skit, and I feel like it's because I'd have trouble, like, you know, like leaning into it or acting or doing whatever it is that you do that's doing so well. Like, what's your secret? Like,
I think you can't take yourself too seriously.
For sure.
And the thing with the nice thing about having Macy, yeah. my social media manager, is that, like, sometimes I'm so afraid to post things, or I used to be that way, mm-hmm. but now it's like I'm not the one pushing posts.
Absolutely.
So it's like, hell yes. It's not me, it's
yes.
her.
Like, say that again for everybody. She's yeah. not the one pushing posts. So you go yeah. out, fearlessly make the content, yeah. but if it's you having to post it, you'd be like, fuck that.
Yeah, I would overanalyze it, you know, analysis paralysis.
Absolutely.
But it's like,
trust the process.
It's so silly that it's like, it is my content, but she's hitting posts, so it's like,
it's not that silly. Funny. There are more people than you think who make videos, and I talk about this all the time, but make videos and don't post them.
I did that in the beginning with you, and you were like, you gotta post it. I'm like, no, oh I can't. God. This was before I had
it's
Macy.
Crazy
and
to
there's
think
like
about.
Three, I still have like three videos that I never posted because I was just being such a. I was so scared. But those probably would have blown up.
It's literally crazy to think about because of all the people now, I forget that then I'd be like, hey, you know, if you're going to see any results, you have to post.
Yeah.
And like, but you post so much now. I'm like, how the hell did we go from there? And you know, the craziest part, there's two things I'll take away from that is mm-hmm. the first is you ever have those days where you're just like, why the f*** am I doing this?
Yeah.
Like all the time, right? And you're yeah. just like, why am I doing this? And you don't feel like doing anything, but you do it anyway. And then all of a sudden a video pops, you get a client from a video or something, and you're just like, oh, that's why I'm
yes.
doing it. But somehow, a week later, you're like, why the f*** am I doing
yeah.
this? I do that all the time.
Yeah.
So the first thing I take away from that is it's funny is when you see people you haven't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So like yesterday I played in a golf tournament with my old church. I haven't seen them probably since the last golf tournament. And they're all just like, and I got like probably five comments about just randomly about all the content I'm doing, all the videos I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you're crushing it.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because like I forget, like we're in here making videos every day, but I forget that.
It's so funny that always happens.
Every like, time.
Yeah.
So people are always watching, even mm-hmm. if you don't, even if you mm-hmm. think they're not. And the second thing is, so you were very critical of yourself in that first video series, mm-hmm. which I thought you did an excellent job. But you were very critical of yourself and your friends, the Jacobies?
Oh, yeah.
Jacobies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked to her, Bree's brother as well,
mm-hmm.
but they both had such high things to say about
Aww.
You in that. They were
That's
like,
so
she
sweet.
Crushed it. She killed it. Looked good. Sounded good.
Thanks to you.
Well, it's a team effort, but you are, it's inside of you. Like any client we work with, it's in you to do it.
But it's almost like because you guys make us look so professional
sure.
with the lighting and the sound, and people just like assume you're some like amazing person or agent.
You're
or,
an on-camera
you know?
Like star.
Yeah.
Which you are. But like, it's just funny that like, it's funny that you're most critical about those ones
mm-hmm.
and people had the highest things to say about them.
That's funny.
Which is, it's kind of a little like diamond in the rough. So you yeah. got to keep going.
Yeah.
So you're crushing on TikTok, but with that comes a lot of like
hate.
So you get a lot of like shit-tucky comments.
Yeah, I do.
And you mentioned to me off camera, it hasn't been so easy.
Yeah. So it's funny. Like I'll go through waves where like people will talk shit to me, say nasty things,
yeah.
and I'll like laugh it off and like snap
like what's
back.
What's an example of nasty?
Recently actually it's always like a middle-aged white man
yep.
that comes for me. I'm like
yep.
I'm just a girl. I'm just a baby.
Yeah, because you just hit him in the pride. That's why.
Yeah. So this man.
I'm just a baby.
Have you seen that video?
Luke quotes it all the time.
Oh, it is. It's so good. This man. What did he say? Something. Oh, it was some video about. I don't even remember what it was about. But he was like, your parents must be proud. Another like celebrity agent wannabe. And just like went off on me.
What would you say? You mentioned you had a, every once in a while you got to snap back.
Oh, I did.
What'd you?
I was like, I don't even want to say what I said. I was like, just Google my name with Hollywood Reporter after, and like, you'll see. I am a fucking celebrity agent.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
Katie. Sometimes you just gotta put. You gotta let people know.
Yeah,
you weren't rude. You were just like, hey, I actually am. I'm pretty all right.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
okay.
Good at what I do.
Yeah,
you know, just
I'm
in case you're wondering.
Fake. Yeah.
So yeah. Speaking.
And
of,
then he apologized eventually. I was like, that's right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Redemption.
Yeah.
Why do people get so angry?
I don't know. And he was like, he was just saying about my parents not being proud of me, and then he said something like, you must only get like a card from your parents on Christmas or something. They
Which
probably
is so funny because you're a D1, you were a D1 athlete at USC. Like yeah. You did a lot of things to be proud of.
I know.
That's so freaking funny.
I'm like, you poor thing. You must have been really hurt as a child. I think I did say that.
I don't think, you know what's funny and good for you? I think when people see something they're jealous of, it's like an innate reaction to just like be like, I'm, you know, oh, you dumb girl. You can't do anything. Like, okay, because you're an old man who doesn't do social media.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, was he another agent?
No, but I have had other agents, old man agents come.
So that's what I thought. Like, now imagine like an old executive that does pretty well, but never really did what they wanted to do.
Right.
And they see you like doing what you're doing, doing well, getting like getting eyeballs, getting attention, growing. And they're just like, they probably know they should have made content or done something different in their lives, and then they just attack you for it.
Yeah, and almost like they try and like educate me or something. I'm like, dude.
It's so weird.
I know what I'm doing, okay? Like, don't try and come for me on my page and make me look bad. Like, that doesn't make anyone look
good. No, it just makes everyone feel bad. And here's the thing. I do think because, so just kind of relating it back to what I'm doing right now, like I have that Celsius. I was telling you about the Celsius that I ran. Celsius is spelled wrong. Did it? It was an accident at first, but it worked so well that I just have to. I was like, I must keep doing this.
Yeah.
Ran it as an ad, and then people get so mad about it.
It's crazy.
But like,
a spelling error.
But
really?
Like the thing like, is, it's because life. It's an ad. It's really cool what we did, and they're being served with the ad, so they're probably like, in some way, I'm sure I'm offending them. like either like, oh, I should be doing ads, I should be making content, but like they get so jealous and then they attack. I've made it a personal mission not to comment back, because I'm just like, have you ever read
how to
win friends, and you how did you know I was going there?
I don't know. I read your mind.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How did you know I was gonna say that?
I must be a chapter in the book that,
well, no, because we've never talked about this. That's funny.
It's a really good book.
So how to win friends, influence people. So just managing my own, like when I want to just like, I would destroy some of these people. Because a lot of people be like, you didn't even spell Celsius right. And I was like, motherfucker, I know how to spell money, right? How broke are you? That's what I want to say to everyone. Because that ad has made us more than six figures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
it's made us a lot of money.
Wow. Teach me how to do ads.
And well, I mean, are you guys do any ads right now?
Like little baby.
Literally,
ones.
The only thing you do, it's this simple. I paid someone $5,000 to sit with me for an hour and be like, hey, this worked really well. Run a DM out on it. Run a DM ad on it and be like, DM me if you want to make a video like this for your brand.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And it works. So, like, maybe just take one of your highest performing content with some real estate, like the one you're getting paid, Bella, like that one, because it's real estate oriented. You could be like, you know, need help, you need help seeing the deal for what it is or something like that, shoot me a DM and just start the conversation.
Yeah.
It's literally that easy.
Yeah.
And like, cause I did not think the Celsius, it's a behind the scenes of us making a video, which in retrospect,
cool.
It's cool.
That is cool.
But I did not think that people cared that much about it. B would want to like,
it's always
open a door.
Those videos too, that you're like, like it's not like something you think would blow up.
Yeah. And so $10 a day on that video is where it started. And yeah, it's made us a lot of money.
Like you got clients through it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. A ton. Because I get DMs. So it's a DM ad. So I get people all the time like, oh yeah, I want to make this. Like, how do I do it? And like, it was all f***ed up for a while. I'd be like, I was trying to message people. Like, it's like I paid another consultant to help me build a sales funnel, a process, a script, and all that stuff. So I'm working on that right now. But,
ooh, I need to do that.
But yeah, I just think all you guys do is just take the ones that work, run it, and then as the DM comes in, you just figure out your process. And it's just a single question, like, well, what has you like wanting to buy or sell right now? And then if they say anything in the realm of what you're trying to do, hey, here's my link. Let's hop on a call.
Yeah.
Boom. Now you may not have the time for it. If you do, awesome. If not, just figure it out that process.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know.
And then yeah, if you want to, and then if you really want to weed people out, maybe you can have like an assistant or something do the calls, send a form after and be like, great. Now that you've booked, you know, here's 5 questions. It'll take a minute. You know, are you buying and selling actively right now? Yes or no? Yes. Cool. Where do you live? LA. Yes. Cool. How much is your house appraised at? Oh, over 2 million. Cool. Like, yeah, that's a like 5-star resume. You're taking that.
Yeah.
And then if it's not that, have someone else, or if you have a couple minutes, I mean, it never feels bad to just talk to someone, help someone out.
Yeah, no. I always, if someone wants to chat.
But you'd be surprised at how many DMs you're going to get about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's why it's like you have to protect it a little bit.
I've never actively like tried to get clients. They've all been referrals, yeah, which is great because yeah, if I keep getting more and more referrals from people I've already worked with who are people I love and they're all like good friends, it's like then I continue to love my clients. It's not like I'm working with a random Zillow lead
yeah,
who I have no idea who they are.
I think too, like I have 2 things. I'm going to go this one first. I think this would be the play for scaling. So if you were like, I want to go further with more people,
yeah,
that would be the play.
Totally.
2 things. You want to do more business with the people you love, which is one of the, like your most, I was going to ask you like, what is your main thing? Mm-hmm. Like what is you do differently? But I think the depth of your relationship with your clients is probably one of the coolest things about your business.
Totally. Yeah. I'm like, I get deep with my clients. It's like I'm become their good friends, yeah, but also their advisor who they yeah, trust. Right. I get phone calls from clients that I sold houses to 3 years ago because they're like, oh my God, this broke, or who do I call about this? It's like they trust me yeah, so deeply yeah, and trust my opinion, whether it's like design or yeah, yeah, it's cool. And I do feel like that's why I get so many referrals from them. It's yeah, like I'm not thinking about my next deal, which is what real estate agents are trained to do. It's like you should always be thinking like 5 steps ahead and who's your next deal. But I don't do that. I'm just focused on my clients that I have right now, because if you do that and you love on your clients like crazy, they're going to tell all of their friends and family about you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how we should be doing business. Everyone should yeah, take note. Just been as business general. That's how you should always be.
Totally.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you stay in the moment well?
I do. I am very present.
Okay. Because I know. So we do a good job here doing that, making sure we service everyone the best yeah, possible.
You guys are really good
so
at
we have multiple people in here. You talk to multiple people, and it's gotten even better. Like you'll see like the next time around, we hired a client success person to make sure there's no questions about where things are. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how a lot of times you go back and forth, me and Derek, and we're like,
yeah,
let me talk to Derek. Well, we have someone who like does all that now and just knows where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. But that aside, all that to say, I've had to make sure I hired people around me to keep me present, because yeah, I tend to fly. I'm like, what's next? Where are we going? What are we doing now?
Yeah.
So like, that's why it's funny for you. I was like, that's why I was curious. Like, do you stay present well? Because, you know, it takes a lot of work for me to stay present.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm like, I'm already 3 deals ahead in the future.
Yeah.
So it's just a funny thing, but.
But no, and I mean, it is different. We have different businesses too. So for sure, you, maybe it's important to be for thinking sure, 5 steps ahead. And I mean, a lot, like when I'm in a deal, I'm always thinking 5 steps ahead for that deal, obviously. Like I know what questions are coming
exactly,
and how to answer them. Yep. But yeah, it's not like I'm always focused on my client yeah, who's in front of me, right, you know, and they always tell me like, you make me feel like I'm your only client,
that's an amazing,
which is,
that's a really,
it's hard to do when you have 5 escrows going at once, you
which
know, but yeah.
That's dope. I was going to say just a one like slight switch from what I was saying. It's not that I'm 5. Usually it's well-mannered. I'm like, for you, for example, every time we're in a shoot, I'm like, oh man, Katie would crush on a podcast and we could do all this. We could do X, Y, and Z if she just did the podcast. I'm like, hey, Katie, you should do a podcast. And you say every time we go on tangents, it's because I have, usually it's ideas for you guys of like yeah, what we could do to like really blow the top off the thing.
Totally.
Which is funny.
A podcast would be fun. I'm still thinking about that.
It is fun. It's, It's now being you know, 8 shows deep or whatever we're doing now, I can tell you it's a lot of fun. But it's like anything else. You'll have days where you're like, oh, man, like, this is going to be... But then you literally, like, record, and you're, like, good. Like, it's fun.
And it's so easy. You make it easy. I just have to show up.
Thank you. I was like, we try our best to make it as... It could still... The process could be as streamlined as possible, but we got work to do there. Mm-hmm. So... Couple more questions in the social media realm, and then we'll kind of move into some more specific stuff. Mm-hmm. Personal brand, business brand. We were talking off camera about how you kind of like, you just merge it all. Mm-hmm. And like how not merge it all, but how you kind of need one for the other. How's that been for you, kind of building the business and the personal brand at the same time?
I mean, I kind of see it as one. Yeah. I don't see it as separate. And I think that's where a lot of real estate agents get it wrong.
Sure.
Like, none of my clients have ever asked me what brokerage I'm with.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. Right. They want to work with me because they like me. They trust me.
Right.
Or their friends like me and trust me. So right. It's like your personal brand is so much more important than anything else because you're really selling yourself.
Right. Because they're working with you, not the brokerage.
Yeah.
And I feel like the brokerage thing is an agent to agent thing, not an agent to client thing or a client to agent thing.
What do you mean?
Like, if you had agent friends or agent... You walk into a room full of real estate agents, you might talk about your brokerage.
Not really.
Really?
Oh, I hope my manager isn't watching this. no, because like, I don't. Unless I'm working with like a boomer.
Okay.
I think they more so care about like Sotheby's or Berkshire Hathaway, blah, blah, blah. But if it's a younger millennial or Gen Z client, which 90% of my clients are, they really don't care what brokerage I'm with. And like the whole like agent to agent, like camaraderie thing. I have much closer agent friends at different brokerages than my own. Yeah. And I think that's so important to have because like networking groups with agents from all different brokerages are great.
Yeah.
Because we all share off markets and I think having those relationships outside of your brokerage are more important than your relationships within your brokerage.
Absolutely. And that's going to open you up to a lot more things.
Yeah, totally.
In terms of clients and referrals and all that mm-hmm. stuff. It's really cool. Speaking of brokerages, you've had a few brokerages try to poach you these mm-hmm. days. What do you think is going on with that?
I mean, the industry is changing. It really is. I think the big name brokerages in the industry are going to have a harder time adapting to the new way of things. Yeah. Like, I think... Agents are realizing their personal brand is what is most important and is what is going to get them clients and being on social media and really focusing on the individual agent is where it's at. But big brokerages focus on their brand. They want to push their brokerage name all over your marketing materials and like, I mean, obviously they're a business too, so they need to do that. But I think the brokerages that are going to win in a shifting market are the ones who are so focused on their individual agents.
Yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't agree more. And as you were saying that, I literally had a thought of like, what if we just partnered and created our own brokerage that like focused on personal brands for, and then from the fees that we take
don't say that out loud.
No, well, it's okay because no one knows really how to do it. No one's going to know how to do it, not well. And if they tried, we'd beat them. But imagine that though. Because what are fees like from a deal? Like there's
oh my god!
But imagine if that just went into the production team to take care of the agent who helped. We just build are all you we kidding? Did was build brands.
It's brilliant.
Holy shit!
We're on to something.
Okay, that's
no
funny.
Seriously, it's brilliant because actually, I mean, my 5-year plan is I'd love to have my own brokerage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think okay, we'll talk more about it because okay. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
But my other so who's tried? Can you tell me who's tried to poach you? Is that
I mean public enough every. Or no? Every brokerage in LA. But it's like, I feel like they're always trying to poach agents. It's not like I'm special. Everyone is trying to...
Everyone wants more agents.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's nothing new or special. It's like brokerages make money off their agents. So they want to go after top performers.
Top performers.
Yeah.
Well, that's... See, not everyone's a top performer. That's a different story.
Okay.
That's super cool. And have you gotten close to accepting? No, I'm not going to go there. Let's not go there.
I mean, I have.
Do you want me not to go there so you don't get... Like, could you get in trouble?
No. I've talked to my manager.
Okay, so yeah.
This.
So tell me, have you almost taken anything?
Almost.
Like, what? Who? Can you tell me who?
Well, I don't know if you know this guy. He's like not that big of a deal, but I've been talking to him for a while. I actually just, I had coffee with him a few times and saw their new office and stuff.
Where's the new
one? In LA.
In LA. Okay.
Yeah. And he is, I have nothing but respect for him. He's so smart and just such a nice present person. But their splits suck.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, and that's probably, but their splits suck with the marketing that's built in.
Okay. Yeah. Their marketing's great, but I don't know. It's great.
but
it's not me.
How much bigger? Okay.
It's not so me. It's not me. And I think it's so important to remember like who you are, even like your marketing and the way it looks, the aesthetic part of your personal brand is so important. And I just didn't feel like it was me to be a part of that.
I get that. Would you go on the show?
That's a tough one.
Why?
Because I think it would really change the trajectory of my life and in a way that there's some good things, but also bad things. Like I actually had this conversation with one of my actor clients. Yeah. I was talking to him about the show and the brokerage and he made a really good point. He was like, well, if they're after you, Katie, you have something to give. Like you're crushing it.
Yep.
You don't need them.
Nope.
And you have to really think about being in the public eye. Like, do you really want that? Because it's pretty miserable. Yeah. Like a lot of celebrities are not super happy because they have to deal with, you know, so much pressure from the outside and all these eyes on them constantly. Like, it seems pretty miserable.
If you A, heard, and B, I think you're on to something there. Mm-hmm. But if you build the audience yourself, are you cool with that? Because, like, I think your trajectory still is going to be a very public person. But is it public in a different way?
Yes, because I control my narrative.
100%.
Like, if you're on a show, they could make you out to be the devil. And it's just crazy how people assume things about you if you're, like, on a show. Like, and they can just spin the narrative and make you look really bad or, you know, edit it to take out words or something.
Yeah. I mean, we edit, so we're in the business of how that goes. And you literally can make anyone say anything.
Yeah. Which is so scary. And
not to get too deep into like politics and stuff, but you definitely saw it. Like you see it during election time. It's like, what did they say? And then it's like this part of this sentence from the speech is like in the front and back. And it's like, oh God.
It's so, and that's another thing about social media is it's just so scary how people can say whatever they want and everyone just like believes them. There's no like fact checking and stuff.
Really weird.
Like you could literally, whatever you put in your bio on social media, people just automatically believe. Like you could say anything you want and they just assume it's true. Like I had in my bio a long time ago, first time homebuyer specialist. Mm-hmm. And I like took a course and I am a first time homebuyer specialist because I work with so many.
Yeah.
But it was just funny how people would call me and be like, oh, you work with first-time homebuyers. I'm like, yeah, I do. But yeah, it's just...
I think it goes like, okay, two things. I think it's a good thing to be able to brand yourself as what you are and be able to be respected as that.
Yeah.
But B, it's got to be ethical. You
right.
You got to ethically do what you're saying.
Right. But there's a lot of people that aren't ethical and which is, it's just scary how people are easily influenced and easily... believe
I mean
things
it's the herds of people I mean it's just you see it I mean it's a real part of life how easily like swayed people go but it's crazy I one question going back to first part of our conversation because I forgot to ask you can you tell me how much it closed business like how much sales total was those three deals that you did within the last 12 months
from social
TikTok,
media
from the social media
probably close to $100,000.
Yeah. And that's in your personal income.
Yeah.
That's in your revenue.
That's not like my total GCI. That's what I
took. So like just doing the math on what you paid on social or for social media content and what you got back, it's probably looking pretty good.
Yeah. I've never done that calculation, but I probably should.
I always kind of I always kind of pitch the narrative, especially in SoCal. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, you're going to pay, over 4 months, you're going to pay a $16,000. And it's like, oh my gosh. But I was like, wait, hold on. Let's if you get one deal, it's even. If you get two, you're in the plus.
Yeah.
So it's
if
always.
If you get one deal, it covers you for the
more
year.
Than likely, more than likely. But yeah. I'm also I'm kind of. Just in SoCal, I'm saying okay, let's look at Santa Ana over to
right.
just to where you are in LA. Mm-hmm. It's okay, 1 million to what's the highest house you sold? The biggest house you sold?
7 million.
Yeah, f***ing A. So one, yeah, and a commission on that's going to be pretty all right.
Yeah,
good. Speaking of that 7 million, I know you have an interesting story with that one. So tell me about it. $7 million home, wild, but I know there's a lot more there.
That was a long time coming because we built it from scratch. Eric, my husband, is a builder. We bought that house in Brentwood in 2019, it was, with some partners that happened to be my parents, which is great.
Yeah.
They were awesome. But it took 3 years to build this house. It was 6,300 square feet, had a huge basement, 6-car garage with a turntable. Yeah. It was cool, but that was a labor of love.
For sure. 3 years, you said?
Yeah.
Did you buy just the lot, flat land?
No, there was a house that we tore down.
You had
down.
To pay to build it, tear it down too?
Yeah.
Damn. What were three things you learned from that process?
Oh my God, way more than three things, but the three most important things.
Yeah.
Take your own damn advice. okay, well, I priced the house wrong, which is a rookie mistake because I'm a real estate agent and I always tell my clients, price it a little bit low to get more than you would get if you priced it right at market value.
Get a little bit lower, get a bunch of bids in there, drive the price back.
Drive the price up.
Yeah.
It works like a charm every time.
Right.
But I listed it a little high at 7.4 million.
Okay.
Because I was scared because I was feeling all the emotions that my clients feel all the time, And
I will give you a little bit of grace in the sense that most of your clients did not build the home.
That's true.
From tear down to flat land to new home.
That's true.
I understand because I've heard this before, but
it was a lot.
I'll just give you a little bit of credit there that you were on it for a long time.
Yeah. And it was, we didn't have a designer. I was the designer picking out all the finishes. And it was, we had done a flip together before.
Okay.
But yeah, this was our first ground up new construction home. Pricing, that was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
We also listed it in May of 2022, which was literally the weekend that rates shot up. So I had 100 people through my first open house, a $7 million listing, 100 people through. Yep. I had 5 agents say they were going to write offers. I was like, great, this is awesome.
Yep. This is exactly what I wanted.
And then no one submitted an offer.
Oh, no.
So I was like, what the?
No.
It was so scary. Oh, my God, it was so scary. I was so stressed.
That's rough.
Yeah. But then we found amazing buyers. And it all worked out.
Yeah. But so price the house right.
Price
follow
the
your
house
own advice.
Right. Working with your partner, your significant other is difficult.
Absolutely.
If you can make it through a project like that, you're solid.
Probably be all right. You're going to be all right in this lifetime.
Yeah. That was hard. Definitely
what
hard.
What kinds of, was it just because there's a lot of decisions to be made?
Decisions and the financial aspect of it was scary.
Yeah.
There's so much on the line.
Yes.
And as it was the project was supposed to take 2 years, it took 3 years. And obviously there's holding costs for that, property taxes. Mm-hmm. A big learning lesson would be always tack on an extra 30% if you're doing a project cost wise.
Right.
And always add on an extra 3 to 6 months time-wise because it always goes over, always. So it's good to have set the expectations before you get into a big renovation.
But it also, you're all good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Whew.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. Okay, question for you. Mm-hmm. So you're like a badass woman crushing, like, you know, a market that's
scary.
I'm gonna try and figure out how to say it so it's not so saturated with older generation.
Oh yeah,
a market that's saturated with older generation of agents, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to say. How has that been? Especially because you're attacking it through social media, which again foreign to mm-hmm. to older people. I'll just say that. How's that going?
It's interesting to navigate. I was just thinking the other day how my industry, it's like, what other industry is there where there's so many different generations sure. all working in the same right. industry and so closely?
Right.
It's funny because I feel like the boomer women, it's an interesting breed because people my age, like other women, I have so many really good agent
yeah.
friends
yeah.
who are not at my brokerage, at different brokerages, but we're all so supportive of each other. And I don't know if that's just like a millennial thing or what,
yeah.
but I do notice with boomer women, they're just, I don't know. They've never been super kind.
Like supportive.
Or supportive. Yeah.
Is that specifically when you're doing a deal or is that like...
Yeah, when you're doing a deal or it's always... Yeah, they can be a bit condescending. Not all of them, but, you know, a lot of them who've been in the industry longer than I've been alive, they like to they like to tell me that. But yeah, it's...
Does it... I think it goes back to the whole social media conversation where people are jealous of for whatever reason or like they know they should be doing some kind of content or maybe it's
right.
just their time to
yeah.
kind of navigate away from real estate. But I do think it's kind of one of those things.
Yeah, it's like they're – I think a lot of them are scared because the industry is changing
yes.
quickly.
Yes.
And it's like if you don't get with the current trends, like you're kind of – a goner,
yeah.
you know, it's like social media is everything for real estate agents. It's,
yeah.
it's free marketing.
Yeah.
And if you're not on it, it's like people are going to start, people are like Gen Z, they use TikTok to research things, not
yeah.
Google.
Yeah. So it's like, the, like it's, if like you're, it's a search engine.
Yeah.
What do I do? What is, what,
yeah.
how do I do it all the time.
Yeah. So if you're not on there, like you're losing business for
yeah.
sure.
And it's free.
Yeah. It's free.
And I think even now, still somehow there's room for everyone.
Oh my God. Totally. Yeah. Cause every person is different. You know, it's like people want to work with you because they like you.
Yeah. And that's so yeah. you heard it here. Get on social media.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you and your husband did that deal together. He's a contractor, right?
Yeah, he's a builder.
So he's crushing over there on his building side. You're crushing over here on the real estate side. But I know you guys are like starting to talk about kids and stuff. Like how? For the record, I just had my first daughter,
mm-hmm.
and so
Delilah.
I feel the little Delilah.
She's so cute.
Thank you. So I know the feeling
mm-hmm.
from the man side.
Yeah.
And I will say, I'm not. I'm a like very big man supporter, and like I don't really believe in the toxic masculinity shit that's going out there right now, but this is one of the things that where life balance is super unfair.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Nadia and I talk about this all the time
mm-hmm.
that like her life has changed.
Yeah.
And so has mine, but like hers has changed. Like it was in her body. It
mm-hmm.
went out of her body. We need her body for breastfeeding. Delilah likes her
mm-hmm.
more than me most days, if not all days.
Yeah.
The work situation. the work situation. It's true, though.
It is true.
The work situation has my work situation, other than being slightly hindered, I'm still working.
Yeah.
She's not working. She likes working. So she's like, thinking, like, I want to work. Like, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
So, not to put too many things in your head, but I know you've been thinking about it. So,
yeah,
where are you at?
It's a struggle that I'm going with right now. Just like the anxiety of thinking about like when I'm pregnant and when I have kids, like I'm the type of person who likes to give whatever I'm passionate about 110%. So I know that that's going to pull me in another direction, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's like I've worked so hard on my career and I love it and I'm excelling.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous that that's going to hold me back. For and sure. Not only that, I'm nervous about what other people are going to think. Like, I haven't seen a pregnant woman with a big old belly, like, you know, selling houses right. and out there and doing things. And I hope that's how I'm going to be. I mean, I think I will still be out there crushing it. But it is interesting to think, like, that's something I am scared of. Like, are people going to be like, oh, she's pregnant, so I'm not going to use her because she's not going to work as hard? Or I don't know. Those are all just thoughts in my head that yeah. are probably, they're not true, and I shouldn't be
I gave you a response there. I'm like thinking about it.
I mean, I think it is something that I think isn't talked about enough. And I'm sure a lot of women feel that way, like having to give up your career. I'm not going to have to give it up.
No, I know what you mean, though. It's not like you have 100% of your time to do this.
Yeah.
It'll be different when you have a kid.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're not going to give it up.
No.
But the volume of your time and energy and mental capacity.
Yeah.
Adjusts.
Yeah. Which is scary, but.
Are you leaning into it?
No, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two
and
things.
I think being a mom is a great way to meet clients.
Absolutely.
You know, it's relatable.
Kids, preschool
yeah,
parents.
I was just at a kid.
Yeah. I was just at a party. It's funny. We shot at your house and we can hear the mommy and me class going.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. But I was just at Derek's brother's birthday. But there were kids there and Nadia was talking to the other parents and they were like, oh, well, they all play soccer together. And that's how they became friends, was their kids being friends first, which is so funny to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you think about it like that, you will absolutely meet people.
Totally.
Okay. We're running out of time here, but I have one more question because it's such a fascinating part of your business. But you work with a lot of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Can you let us know who have you worked with?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just kidding. It's out there if you Google
it. How did you
it.
Get in that into it?
So it all started with a friend of mine who's a business manager who brought me my first actor client.
Okay. Which was?
You want me to say his name?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
No, you don't have to. Okay, you don't have to.
Okay. I mean, you could just Google it. But he was on a Netflix show and was friends with his cast, obviously, the people.
Yeah.
So I basically helped him buy and then like four other of the actors on the show buy houses.
Right. So from that one deal to four more, so five total.
Well, more than five, because all of the other actors had their own business managers who I met. And then those business managers have more clients that they sent me. So it's kind of just like a snowball effect.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun. And getting the recognition from the Hollywood Reporter was really cool.
Right.
Because I'm not open about who my clients are.
Sure. And I remember when we met, you were like, well, no, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Which is, but with good reason, you have to do some protecting.
Yeah. I mean, privacy to people in the public eye is so important. Like safety wise too, you know, it's crazy how there's stalkers and that they have to think about things like that and paparazzi.
Right.
Getting chased by paparazzi. That was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah. Craziest story with a celebrity client?
Oh, man. I mean, probably getting chased by paparazzi. That was wild.
Like
and just,
in and out of houses that you're looking at and they're just like waiting or?
They were in their car, waiting. And I was the first one to notice a car was following us. Yeah. And it was during COVID. So we were in separate cars. I was behind her and she kind of noticed me like freaking out. Like she could tell my head was bobbing. Like there was a car behind us.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't worry. Like when they get their shot, they'll leave us alone.
Okay.
But then this car was following us like at a few different weekends, which is just so creepy and weird. That was crazy.
That is crazy.
I think that's probably not the craziest story, but
not craziest, but like maybe eye opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
Katie, I think we did it.
We did.
I think we covered all the topics.
Wait, this is
it's
so
been
fun. I want to keep going.
46 minutes.
No way.
Yeah. Right. So this is okay. You'll be a resident. You're going to be a resident client.
Yeah.
We'll talk a lot more because we didn't get to any market strategy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to get there.
Okay.
But that's fine. I mean, I think we covered a fucking ton.
Yeah. That was good.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me. Let's go. It was so fun.
Yeah. Isn't it fun, though?
Yeah.